Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden campaign responding to questions about whether President Biden and former President Trump would debate.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
A video released on social media by the Biden campaign, which has also notified the Commission on Presidential Debates, it will not take part in their debates. Instead, it would debate news organization-managed debates. It wants them to occur in June and September. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, concluding a trip to Ukraine, announced another $2 billion in U.S. aid, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. The April Consumer Price Index showing signs that inflation is cooling. The month-to-month rise was lower than expected, 0.3%, and the yearly increase was in line with expectations. This is ABC News. China's responding to new U.S. tariffs on Chinese-made goods, calling them hypocritical. China's foreign minister calls them a sign of weakness. The smile's gone from McDonald's Happy Meals in Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers in London says it's on purpose in order to make a point about mental health.
Noting that not everyone is happy, smiley all the time, the Happy Meal boxes here look different this week.
There's no smile in it.
The smile is not there.
It's a bit like us, and like, it doesn't always have to have a smile on it.
The idea is to open conversations about emotions kids are feeling.
If you don't share your feelings, you have that worry inside of you.
McDonald's research reveals that nearly half of British kids feel pressure to be happy all the time, even when they don't want to be. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The industry group Airlines for America says it's expecting a record-setting summer of 271 million U.S. air passengers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes. Democrats like Mark Spreitzer complained at yesterday's Senate session.
We shouldn't be here today wasting time on vetoes that you all know are going to be sustained.
Senator Tim Carpenter goes one further.
This right-wing conspiracy garbage.
Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly to sustain the overrides. Cybersecurity experts are in high demand as businesses see more hacking attacks. American Family Insurance, Quick Trip, and now Ascension Hospitals are just a few Wisconsin companies that have been hacked this year. The Cap Times of Madison reports artificial intelligence will give cyber criminals new tools to steal information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their three-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got
went on on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is, and then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College Hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Rice County Senior Dining Menu, let's take a look for tomorrow. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Tomorrow, they'll be serving up spaghetti with meatballs and sauce. You've got garden salad and a pumpkin bar and raisins with that, too. Price County Senior Dining, locations in Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls. Give them a call at 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight and tomorrow. Depending on where the storms go, we could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain. 46 tonight, 64 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduro scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wisconsin residents should apply now for the 2024 elk hunting season. The application period ends on Friday, May 31st. Complete details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds Badger State residents that the application period for the 2024 elk hunt is open through Friday, May 31st. New this year, the Black River Elk Range will be open to hunting for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state.
Once widespread, elk were eliminated from Wisconsin in the 1880s due to unregulated hunting and habitat loss. Reintroduction efforts began in 1995 by releasing 25 elk into the Clam Lake Elk Range, and a second herd was established in the Black River Elk Range in 2015. The state elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season, 180 of which belong to that Black River herd. State residents can apply online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10 and limited to one per person. $7 of that application fee goes directly to elk management monitoring and research. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Change a thing, still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
Means it's reality radio time. We got a lot of local stuff we're talking about here this morning. We'll talk a little Butternut Mercer Pioneers softball with Coach Wagner coming up at about 8:45. Harvey's going to stop in from Empty Pockets just north of Park Falls between Park Falls and Butternut and Highway 13. They've got some fun stuff going on this summer. I think Ron down at Nemeth Implement's going to swing on by too, and Big G's going to have a little giveaway later on in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk the outdoors to get things rolling. We've got Craig in here from Bader Sports Center. Good morning, sir. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
We are enjoying the beautiful weather. Yesterday was absolutely perfect.
I'll take all of this I can get.
Yeah, you've even been out fishing, catching fish. Look at you go, Craig.
Yeah, I caught more fish in the last couple of days than I did all last year.
That's nice. Temperatures are starting to warm up a little bit in the waters with these warm days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were finding about 55 degrees, so
yeah,
that's a good thing.
All right. What do they max out at normally in the summertime? What do we get up to, like?
Well, depends on the body of water. If you get a spring-fed lake, they're going to stay cooler.
Yeah.
Most of the stream-fed lakes warm up.
Yeah. But, we're getting there. Still cool on the overnight here with the temperatures dipping down to the 30s again. But people are catching fish. You're hearing a little bit here and there?
Oh, yeah. Was out with a friend of mine. We caught, well, he caught a bunch of crappies, but we got some walleyes. They were a little small to keep, but it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, if you need the bait and all the stuff to make your fishing a good experience, you guys are stocked up and rolling, right?
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll at Baiters. I want to talk a little bit about getting out and doing a little boating, a little camping this summer. When people think of Baiters Sports Center, they might think hunting and stuff like that. But when it comes to camping and stuff like that, you guys help them out too, right?
Right. We've got a lot of the stuff that people tend to forget when they're packing up to come up here. Mm-hmm. Things like waterproof matches. We've got some cooking utensils for over the campfire. We've got s'mores grills. We've got extendable marshmallow roasters. We've got a cast iron griddle to put on your grill down there. And the best invention ever, the tripod grill for over the campfire. We've got those in stock.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like getting up in the morning and putting a little mix of eggs and hash browns and stuff in there, or whatever you want to cook over that. That's it makes it a lot easier than trying to rig some kind of a grill from a rack from an old grill or what we used to do many years ago. Right, Greg?
Right, right.
Used to do it here. I got two pieces of wood, and I'll balance it on top of there. Those tripods are absolutely, absolutely wonderful. So if you're camping, all the supplies you need there at Baiters Sports Center. You said, what was it, the matches you said? They're
waterproof because every time I've gone camping, it's rained and the lighters get wet or the matches get wet. We've got matches that will laugh at the rain.
I'd like to know about the technology on that and how that works, because water is usually bad for fire.
Yes.
but that's always nice. Yeah, people, if you don't have the little clicker, the little sparker thing, that can be kind of tough, especially when you're way out in the woods. And boating, too. People doing some boating. You guys got some stuff for that, right?
Yep. Life jackets, that always seems to be something that people forget when they come up here. We've got life jackets for infants all the way up to the big beefy guys like myself.
All right. So not only hunting, fishing, boating, camping there at Baiters Sports Center, fourth generation store. Was coming back from Marshfield on last Saturday. Still saw a few turkeys looking confused, wandering around. We're winding down that turkey season, aren't we?
Right. Today we're starting the fifth period. Next Wednesday we'll start the final period of the turkey season.
Okay. All right. So we'll trim down that herd, I guess, and move on to other hunting. And people, I'm sure, are already starting to think about, I guess the true deer hunters are always thinking deer hunting, right?
Well, yeah, that gets in your blood.
It gets in your blood. And whatever they need, if they're thinking about what hunting with the crossbows, long guns, handguns, you guys got them all, right?
Yeah, we've got a few more guns coming into the store. Crossbow, we've got some, like I mentioned before, some older models, 22, 23 models that we've got on sale, full factory warranty on them. So stop in, we'll have some really good prices for you.
Yeah, they can even shoot those right in your 15-yard range right there.
Yep.
Within the store, and kind of get how they feel. And the long guns and the handguns also, if folks are looking for that, get that ready to roll too. So we're ready for a good summer, right? A good summer of fishing. We'll get rid of these mosquitoes and bugs. We'll be good, right?
Well, and that's the other thing. The sand flies or gnats, whatever you want to call them, are out. We've got head nets in stock. Bug spray. We've got permethrin spray to keep the ticks off of you.
Oh, the ticks.
Stop in.
Yeah.
We're We're ready to roll.
Yeah. It seems like the mosquito spray can work effectively to keep the mosquitoes from biting you, but that, I don't know, is there something they have for gnat spray other than a net around your head? Because those things just, they do whatever they want. They're a swarm, and they follow you wherever you go, it seems like.
Well, yeah, I was telling you before we came on here, mowing the lawn the other day, I think that's the first time I've ever gained weight because I ate so many of them.
They are out, and they're everywhere, especially you get the sunny parts of the day. I don't know what it is about the sun, and you're mowing your lawn out in the sun, and they are just swarming everywhere. Yeah, so the net might be a good way to go with that. All right, so everything you need for the outdoors at Bader's Sports Center, fourth generation store. The store is a rock, ready to go, because some people are up here already fishing, but we always go Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's kind of the thing because the kids get out of school.
Right.
So it'll get crazy here in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of campers coming up here and a lot of Illinois and Minnesota plates. So the tourists are coming back, and that's good for us.
Yeah, everything you need for your outdoor experience, whether you just like to walk through the woods, you got the boots and stuff like that, and the long-legged stuff to keep the ticks off, hopefully. And from that to the hardcore hunters, whatever it may be, you guys get everything laid out there real nice for people to check out, right?
Yep, come on down. We'll answer any questions you have, help you with whatever you need.
All right, where can they find you on the web there, Craig?
Badersports.com, or we have a Facebook page.
Badersports.com. They're right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. All right. Well, thanks for the info, Craig. We appreciate it, and good luck fishing. Hopefully, we can get out and get some more.
Hopefully.
All right. Good to see you.
Craig, have a good day.
Craig from Bader Sports Center in Phillips joining us at 8:21. We're going to do some birthdays in just a moment. If you got one, 715-762-3221.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 20 or more select self-leveling underlayment. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at lowes.com/credit for details.
Hey, I want to let you know that you can stay up to date with all the latest news in the state of Wisconsin. You probably live in Wisconsin if you're listening right now, or you enjoy spending time here. Well, how would you like a source of information that's just Wisconsin? Yeah, you can stay up to date with the latest news in Wisconsin. Subscribe to the Civic Media Digest. It's free. You can do that at civicmedia.us/email. You can get some of the top podcasts of the favorite shows on Civic Media. They can come right into your mailbox with links to that. And all of it has a Wisconsin vibe to it, whether it's political, entertainment, music, whatever it may be. There's so much stuff, and it all centers around the Great Badger State. And again, civicmedia.us/email, and you can have Wisconsin news kind of shot right to your inbox there. Weekly and daily, and it's still a building process on that. We were just talking about that with some of the powers that be the other day, and it's still a building process and a lot of good information, and you'll see even more information from right around here in Park Falls as we build into this. So civicmedia.us/email, and get on that digest subscription. It's free, and keep updated on what's going on here in the Badger State. We've got Brewers baseball today. Fun team to watch. Boy, people are talking about that Sal Frelick catch last night. Check it out on YouTube if you haven't seen it. 11:35 pregame for the Brewers and the Pirates today. 12:10 will be first pitch. Brewers will take tomorrow off, then they'll head to Houston for a three-game set. Night games on Friday, Saturday, and a day game on Sunday. And we'll have them all for you right here coming up this weekend. Park Falls Knights of Columbus, they're doing their annual Tootsie Roll Drive. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday here at Super One. 100% of the proceeds and donations stay right in the immediate area. So help them, Knights of Columbus, by supporting this great event. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they'll be at Super One. So donate a few bucks, a lot of bucks, and get yourself a little Tootsie Roll in return. We'll do our birthdays coming up in just a moment. If you got one, 715-762-3221. Twice an hour news and sports, so let's get that done here.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden campaign responding to questions about whether President Biden and former President Trump would debate.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. Let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
A video released on social media by the Biden campaign, which has also notified the Commission on Presidential Debates it will not take part in their debates. Instead, it would debate news organization-managed debates. It wants them to occur in June and September. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, concluding a trip to Ukraine, announced another $2 billion in U.S. aid, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. The April Consumer Price Index showing signs that inflation is cooling. The month-to-month rise was lower than expected, 0.3%, and the yearly increase was in line with expectations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Mom and Pop and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
UW Green Bay has a new coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix new head basketball coach is Doug Gottlieb, who appeared on Inside Wisconsin, saying he'll also keep doing his daily national sports talk show.
I was like, well, could I still do my radio show? The part that's hard is it's two jobs in one. The difference for me, I've been doing seven jobs anyway for several years.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series against the Pirates. Milwaukee winning last night 4-3. How is Rhys Hoskins doing? Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, they don't think it's terribly bad, but still, like any hamstring strain, you know, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 weeks. You just don't know.
NFL schedules are out today. Next week, the Packers rookies and new defensive coaching staff will be on hand for OTAs.
You know, there's a lot of new faces around here, from coaches to players, so you're watching a lot of the coaches coach for the first time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, yeah. But we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762 2467.
Willway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Update your home with new gutters and save big money on everything now at Menards. Gutters are essential for protecting your foundation. Help keep your basement dry with 10-foot aluminum gutters. Available in stock in white, brown, and black. On sale now through May 19th. Save big money on Spectra aluminum gutters in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
More of Reality Radio at 8:30. We'll get to those birthdays in just a moment if you got one. 715-762-3221. We'll talk about some local stuff going on. We've got Harv Borowski here from Out in Empty Pockets joining us. Harv, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
We're doing good. Beautiful day yesterday. Summer's here. We're ready to rock and roll, right?
You got that right.
Yeah, and Empty Pockets has got a lot of fun things going on this summer, and we wanted to get you in here to talk a little bit about an event coming up in a couple of weeks that involves the Brewers and not only the game, but post-game broadcast from Empty Pockets and all kinds of fun prizes. It's going to be a fun day, it sounds like, Harv.
Yes, it is. For the first time in 19 years, the Brewer post-game radio show with Tim Allen and Jeff the Pipe Bomb Orlovsky will be going on the road, and I will be the first bar that they are going to premiere the post-game radio show June 7th, Empty Pockets. First pitch is about 5:40 p.m. West Avenue Band will be on the deck playing live. Nice. Following the game will be the post-game show live from the deck.
Cool. So people are invited to come on out that day, watch the game, hang out, live music, and meet these guys doing the post-game show, and maybe even get on the radio with some in-depth comments on how to make the team better and all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. All the couch quarterback stuff is going to come into play that night.
Exactly. So that's June 7th. So mark that on your calendar right here at Empty Pockets between Park Falls and Butternut, right on Highway 13. That's pretty cool. And they're doing this is the first one, and then you said they're going to Mercer. They're going to this kind of a statewide thing that they're trying to incorporate, right?
It is. And not only is it coming to Empty Pockets, but it's bringing a whole lot of people to the Northland. And we have so much to offer in this area. Not only just the sports recreation, the bars and restaurants, there's so much to do. And if you would like me to advertise anything like that for your business, anything that will help bring people to the Northland and enjoy their experience up here, please contact me. You can maybe contact the radio station. They can get a hold of me. Any way like that to bring more people into the Northland is really the ultimate goal for this.
Yeah, and usually when you get this kind of thing going on with the Brewers being this far up north, they don't want to come this far usually. So this is pretty cool that this Milwaukee State group is coming up here to do this, right?
Yes, a good friend of mine, Ken, he comes up here every year, he kind of put this together and reached out to me and offered the first show to me, and so I'm trying to take and run with it. An important thing I do, one of the reasons I am in here today is this Friday will be a person is showing up to do a drone footage of the bar. So they're going to fly around the property, come in the bar, take pictures, kind of build up the promo for the event for June 7th. Okay. And I invite anybody, friends, family of the Northwoods and Park Falls Butternut area to stop Friday afternoon at Empty Pockets and be a part of the great promotion that will be going on for this event.
All right. What time is that going to, what time would they come out if they wanted to come out Friday?
I would say anywhere from 3 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Joy, I think she owns a real estate company over in Mercer, is coming over to do the drone footage and do a promotion for us.
Very cool. Just to see how that whole process works, it'd be pretty cool, just that alone. So.
Yeah. And prior, they are giving us airtime, Empty Pockets per se, on 97.3 The Game. It's an iHeartRadio download. It's a free station. And every night after the post-game show, they do mention something about the event, and they've been doing it every day for the last week, and will continue up until June 7th.
Yeah, that'll be fun to have them up here. So, Brewer fans, June 7th, you'll want to be at Empty Pockets. It's going to be a great night, not only to watch the game, but the post game and be a part of that, and live music out there too. So it's going to be quite a night.
Yes, and the local thing I'd like to do, June 7th, there will be a 50-50 that will start here pretty soon, and the drawing will be that night, and all the proceeds will go to the Park Falls Little League.
All right, fantastic. A lot of things going on in Empty Pockets. We just want to mention real quick, Harborama returns this year, that Thursday before Flamborama, so plan on that Thursday to come on out for some live music out there, right?
Yes, we will. We'll have three bands. Shane Kromberger will open up Harborama this year, August 1st, from 3 to 5. 5:30 to 7:30 will be West Avenue Band returning again. And finally, last but not least, will be Overplayed. They play all the Overplayed radio hits from the 60s till today. And they're from La Crosse, and they will be back again as well.
I like that concept. That's pretty cool. When you're looking for a place to eat here in the summertime, whether you're carrying it out or you're staying in for a drink or two, Empty Pockets right on Highway 13. Got to get some of those pterodactyl wings, right?
Yes, and the fish fry and tiger shrimp on Friday will be in full force for June 7th.
Friday, June 7th for that Brewer game. Fantastic. All right, Harv, thanks for the info. We appreciate it. Looking forward to that day, June 7th there at Empty Pockets.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Empty Pockets right on Highway 13 between Park Falls and Butternut. Most of you know where it is. Some of you may not. So there you go.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight and tomorrow. Depending on where the storms go, we could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain. 46 tonight, 64 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
8:38. Promise we'll get to those birthdays here in just a little bit. I do want to wish a special before we do anything. Where did I put it here? We got Jamie Herbst. Jake Herbst, boy, is six today. So we want to wish happy birthday to Jamie. I can't believe it's been 6 years since Jake and Paige had Jamie, but happy birthday to him. So we've got Butternut Mercer Pioneer Softball Tournament time coming up. We got Coach Glenn Wagner and some of the players in here. Glenn, good morning to you. Good to see you.
Good
to see you.
You too.
It's been a kind of a wet, windy cool season. We've had a couple of nice days, haven't we, for games? But it's been an interesting
spring softball.
Yeah, typical. We didn't have the snow to deal with, so that was nice. But it just kind of all just kind of mucked a little bit after that, didn't it?
It seems like every time we get a day that we can practice outside, that's when it's nice. And yeah. Then come game day,
those
windy,
Wednesdays.
Wet, cold.
The Wednesday nice days, it seems like always happen, yeah. Right? Where we don't have usually. Games. I'll talk about the season a little bit here because your girls, you got a good, strong team. You've had some success this year, and you'll have tournament time coming up a week from, or rather coming up on Tuesday. So talk about the season a little bit and some of the girls who have stepped forward for you, if you could, Len.
Well, with me today, I do have Jersey Polinchek and Lizzie Pritzel. They are super, super excited to talk today.
They seem like it.
But yeah, we started off pretty good this year. We had good numbers to start. Got a lot of games in early, which was kind of nice. Got to play in the Rhinelander Dome. It's the first time this group got to do that.
Nice.
That was a good experience for them. And played actually pretty well there. And then, like everybody else, you battle Mother Nature. And then everything else that you have the challenges with spring sports, concerts and trips, and you know we have to deal with we have a lot of track players as well, the dual sports, so you have to kind of give and take a little bit there. So there's a lot of times of we'd love to play, but we just don't have the numbers because there's a track meet. So that's been a challenge, especially later on in the season. So we haven't got as many games in. Picked up a nice win the other night up at South Shore. We're going to try to scramble a team together today, a little shorthanded, and go up to Bessemer. We're actually going to play that at Hurley, I guess. Now I just got that info. So if anybody needs to know that, we are playing at Hurley at 5 o'clock against Bessemer tonight. So
okay.
A little bit of juggling act there.
The ever-changing spring sports schedule. You never until the first pitch is thrown, you never know if it's going to get moved or what's going to happen, right?
Right. And, of course, tomorrow we do wrap up the season. We do get a bye. Tomorrow is the first day of regionals. We did get a bye as the sixth seed. So we are going to try to make up a game, home game versus Mellon. And, of course, tomorrow is rain. So we'll have to keep an eye on that a little bit. But that should wrap up our season. Get a few days of rest and then off to Flambeau. To take Flambeau on over there. We did play them here earlier this year, a little shorthanded on a Saturday for the Stick Furtak Memorial Tournament, and played them pretty tough.
Yeah,
I think we match up very well against them, so I'm looking forward to full strength taking them on for regionals.
When you look at your regional, there's, Northwood, Solon Springs, real strong. Mellon is a strong team this year.
Yeah, Mellon's leading the conference right now. Very solid defensive team, very tough to beat.
Yeah, but, you get beyond one or two, there's a lot of teams that look to be pretty evenly matched in there. So we could see some higher seeds like yourself, the six seeds get the upset.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. All right, good to have a plan, Coach. I like that. Well, let's flip the mic over. Let's get Jersey first of all, if you want to snuggle up to the mic there. Jersey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. You have, what year are you now?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior already. Well, it's just yesterday she was a freshman coming in. Man, we'll talk about the season so far. What are some of the highlights for you? You pitch, one of the leading hitters. So what are some of the things that stand out from this season for you as your team?
This year, Josie stepped up, Glenn's daughter, and I got to play my normal position, which is shortstop. And it's been really nice being back there a little bit and still getting to pitch too.
Yeah, yeah. Shortstop is a fun spot, but you enjoy the pitching side too? Or
I enjoy them both.
But would rather be a shortstop.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's a fun spot to be at. This Tony team that you, the Flambeau team, you played them earlier in the year?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So pretty even match?
Pretty even match, and it was 29 degrees, so we were all bundled up in that.
29?
So.
Coach made you play in 29, yeah. Huh? Well, hardcore.
25 was the cutoff.
25 was the cutoff. Talk about some of your teammates. It sounds like you've got a team that scored quite a few runs this year. You've had a lot of fun around the bases.
Yeah, we got our Mercer girls. A couple of our Mercer girls got some really big bats on them, so that helps a lot. Once we get the lower lineup on the bases and the top comes around, we can normally hit them around pretty good.
Yeah, very good. All right, so tournament time on Tuesday for you. Let's get Liz in here. Lizzie Pritzel, how are we doing, Liz?
Good.
What? Oh, I'm going to fall over there. What year are you in school, Liz?
I'm a freshman.
A freshman? Holy cow. What has your first year of high school ball been like for you, Liz?
It's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, what position do you play?
I catch.
Catch, all right. Is that what you've always done, or did coach say, we need a catcher, you're catching?
Well, I caught in Little League. And yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's a tough spot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take a few knocks here and there. What's the hardest hit you've taken this year? What's
it was
where? Where and how hard?
South Shore. The ball came off the bat and hit me right in the face.
Right in the face. Well, you got a mask on, obviously. Yeah. But
she was still seeing stars.
But did it rip the mask right off?
No.
No, it didn't rip the mask out. Yeah. Even with the mask on, I can still hurt a little bit, yeah. Right? How's the hitting been? How's it been adjusting to varsity pitching here?
It's been difficult a little bit, but I can get some good hits off of them.
Yeah. Are you going to be a catcher all the way through the year? Does coach have a catcher here for three more years?
Probably.
Glenn's like, yeah, please. All right, Liz.
Well, I want to interject here a little bit.
Yeah.
It is kind of rare to get a senior pitcher and a freshman catcher.
Yeah.
And these two are really good friends. So you don't normally see that in high school where you get that kind of combo out in there. And it's fun to watch them too. Go at each other a little bit during the game. It's kind of fun to watch that. But a couple other things I want to throw out there for these two girls too. When you mentioned about highlights, I have to mention, you know, the game at South Shore, Jersey led the game off with a home run, which kind of set the tone right away for us. So that just gets the girls all energized.
Yeah.
And Lizzie, too, you know, she talks about that transition from Little League to high school, and she's batting right in the heart of this order, you know, consistently putting the ball in play. So a lot of these girls have really stepped up this year offensively and took big leaps. So the numbers will show it at the end of the year, and I don't typically show them any of the numbers until we're done, you know, but I do want to show them that what they have accomplished this year. And I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised when they see the final tallies of what they've done.
Yeah, and catcher's a hard position, period. But for a freshman to come in and have success and be able to do that, that's something special, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's comforting to know down the road I don't have to worry about a certain position. You know, usually when you lock somebody in there and forget about it, you know, you can focus on other areas of the team.
Yeah, so tournament play will get going. There's a few games tomorrow. I think Prentice is the only area team that's in action, and you'll be in action on Tuesday down in Tony to take on Flambeau. So how many seniors do you have in your team this year, Coach?
Actually, we only have two active seniors right now. Okay. We did lose Casey Schwinski to a knee injury in basketball, so my heart goes out to her because this is the second time. And she loves softball. So, you know, she's still there when she can, keeping book for us and cheering us on. So that was a big loss right away that we had to overcome. And by doing that, and it's every season that every coach almost has to go through this, but the lineup that you start with at the start of the season, you kind of project, well, where are my girls going to play? You know, who do I got there? What can I move around? And this year has been a big juggling act, trying to find girls where they fit best, where they help the team out the most. And we've had some girls shuffle around a lot this year and really settle in and help this team immensely. First base was a little bit of a revolving door when we lost Casey. So we went through a few girls to try it out, and then we finally got, we just stick a girl there one time and she does great. I'm like, okay, you're the first baseman. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your spot. Mm-hmm. So we've juggled first base and third base, and Izzy Przybylski, who was a 2-year starter at second base. We needed help in the outfield. We were struggling a little bit there. So she came up to me after, I think, the second or third game and said, if you need me to play outfield to help the team, I'll do it. And she didn't have a lot of experience there, but we ran her out there at practice, and she played a little bit there in summer ball and really solidified her outfield. So things like that, selfless play, you know, what's best for the team, you know, that's a big help. So hats off to these girls for, you know, we're just trying whatever we can, and they're willing to do it, and it makes a big difference when they listen and say, I'll just whatever it takes for the team, I'll do it.
Yeah, so. It's great opportunities. It's one of the advantages of a smaller school. There's great opportunities. It's a juggling act. I just always amazed at you and the coaches of small schools like Butternut that has how many kids in high school? 50, 60 or so total in the high school?
49.
Yeah. So half of those are girls. So you figure you need at least half the girls out to even field a team. And even put 9 or 10 out there. It's amazing what you guys do. And then you're juggling with a few track people, too, that leave here and there. So it's just a juggling act every day, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's amazing. And still manage to have some good success this year. You've had really some nice success, Coach.
Yeah. Right now we're sitting at 5-8.
Okay.
And I do want to thank Dan Kilmore. A lot of local people will know him.
Oh, yeah.
My longtime assistant coach, Greg Bortz, retired, hung up the cleats. His daughters went through the program.
He's too young to retire. Come on, Greg.
Yeah, I did miss him. But then but Dan agreed. It took a little coaxing, and he jumped on board. And it's been a lot of fun with Dan. You know, the girls really respect him. They like to play for him. He's kind of our energy guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. And he'll tell you what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. All right, well, Liz and Jersey, good luck to you, and tournament play on Tuesday. This is where you make memories. A little tournament run here. A little tournament run.
We're
with him on Tuesday. All right, and Jersey, congrats to you on a great high school career. You've had so much success in basketball and in softball too, so in volleyball.
Thank
so congrats
you.
To you. And Liz, you got a lot ahead of you. This is a lot of fun for you as a freshman. It's fun to see you succeed. So Glenn, thank you so much.
Sure.
For the information, and good luck to you on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you.
Glenn Wagner, head coach of the Butternut Mercer Pioneers softball team.
Save big money on your automotive needs now at Menards. Shell Rotella synthetic diesel motor oil offers superior protection against heat, deposits, and engine wear. It can also improve your fuel economy, saving you money in fuel consumption. A gallon is on sale now through May 19th. Save big money on motor oil at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth. Birthdays today, we mentioned earlier, Jamie Herbst celebrating a 6th birthday today. Happy birthday. We've got Caden Tremel, who is celebrating also today. And that is from Yaya and Papa. And another birthday today, yes, today to Robin Linsmeyer from your family and friends. Robin, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating on this 15th day of May, you share your day with other significant celebrities like Desmond Howard, the former Heisman Trophy winner and Super Bowl 31 MVP, now an ESPN college football analyst. Desmond Howard is celebrating a 54th birthday today. Emmett Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer with the NFL's all-time leading rushing leader, also won the top prize in season 3 of Dancing with the Stars, too, and tied for 4th on All-Star Season 15 of Dancing with the Stars. Emmett Smith is 55 today. Giselle Fernandez, a TV host from Access Hollywood, is 63. Dan Patrick, longtime former ESPN, and now he has his own syndicated radio show. Dan Patrick, broadcasting a legend, is 68 today. George Brett, the Baseball Hall of Famer, one of the greatest hitters to ever play the game. He made a serious run at 400 one year. I think he finished like at 390 or so. Baseball great, always known for that pine tar incident. Great YouTube video to watch. George Brett, classy guy and great hitter, 71 today. Chaz Palminteri, the actress, is 72. KT Oslin, country singer. Her real name is Kay Toinette Oslin, KT Oslin, born on this day, 1942. We lost her back in 2020. Madeleine Albright, the first female U.S. Secretary of State, serving from 97 to 01. Born on this day, 1937, passed in 2022. Eddie Arnold, country legend, the singer whose many hits included Make the World Go Away, Turn the World Around, Anytime, Lonely Again. Eddie Arnold, born on this day, 1918, passed in 2008. And James Mason, the Englishman, was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for the first A Star Is Born, and a Best Supporting Actor for Georgie Girl and The Verdict. James Mason, born on this day, 1900, passed back in 1984.
Baroka's Wreaths is now open for the season. Baroka's Wreaths has a large selection of silk flowers and hanging baskets, Memorial Day saddles, ground vases, easels, chimes, and more. And you can browse the new arrivals like gnomes, solar hanging wind chimes, yard decor, spinning butterflies, spinning yardsticks, crosses, and kissing balls, and more. And don't miss Baroka's Wreaths open house May 17th, 18th, and 19th for discounts, door prizes, and food and beverages. Baroka's Wreaths open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and weekends from 9 to 1. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight and tomorrow. Depending on where the storms go, we could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain. 46 tonight, 64 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
And it's 8:55. We will chat a little bit. I think Ron from Nemeth Implement is going to be stopping by in the 9 o'clock hour. And we might even get Big G to give something away maybe in the 9 o'clock hour. I had it on my list here. Big G is here live in studio. Look at him go. How are we doing, Big G?
Good, Joel. How are you?
He's moving. He's feeling good after a little maintenance work done at the body shop. But you're good, right?
A little leg surgery. Got the best night's sleep I got in a long time last night. So I'm good. I'm raring to go.
Good, good, good to see you moving around and good. And we've got a special guest, Big G, in studio to talk a little bit about Pure Earth, right?
You betcha. Tom Martrick, fascinating gentleman here. Gave me a tour here about a week and a half ago. Everything kind of from the ins and outs, the guts of the situation. So we're going to talk about all natural soil biology and some of the prettiest and most beautiful vegetable plants you'll ever see out there at Pure Earth.
Tom, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So. Give us a little history of what led you to this venture, first of all, and your passion for it.
I grew up in the bait shop in Phillips, and so I've been taking care of worms since I was like 9 years old.
Okay.
And I know I don't look my age, but I'm 72.
Oh, you look a young 72. Yes, you
and
do.
I've been vermicomposting for 39 years, producing worm castings.
Oh, really?
So I've got a little bit of experience, and I've learned a few things over 39 years.
Yeah, exactly. So talk about Pure Earth. Talk about the concept behind this and kind of give us the 101, the starter version for those of you.
Pure Earth is just worm castings, worm poop.
Okay.
And the secret of worm poop is the soil biology. Soil biology is the secret to having healthy, vigorous plants.
Okay.
Instead of chemicals.
Okay. All right. So the product, talk about the product that you actually, the end product, of course.
The end product is worm poop.
Is worm poop. And how is that utilized then by, are people listening right now? How is that utilized?
I mix it in with my starter mix.
Okay.
10%. You can put it in the garden. People ask me all the time, well, should I spread it all over my garden? I say, no, don't do that, because then you're just wasting it. If you plant a plant, a tomato plant or something like that, you take a couple handfuls, you dump it in there, you mix it up, and you're good to go.
A lady
stopped at my greenhouse yesterday and bought 3 bags because she's a return customer. She said, oh, you weren't here last year. I bought a couple tomato plants from your wife. She said, I got 20 pounds of tomatoes off of two plants.
So it's I'm learning along with our listeners. So this is a very natural.
It's all organic, completely 100%
natural
organic.
Natural fertilizer. Yes. Is that a good way to put it?
It's more organic than organic, is how you try to describe it.
I mean, you can't get any more natural than worm poop, right?
No.
Yeah, worm poop. I like that.
Earthworms. Earthworms. They call them earthworms.
Earthworms.
For a reason.
No chemicals, period.
No.
Yeah.
And then. He said they use the, you were talking a little bit, you were talking about how this stuff is used around the world, but not a lot here in this country?
That's biochar. Yeah.
Biochar, okay.
Biochar is agricultural charcoal.
Okay.
That South American Indians were using 2,000 years ago. Down there, they call it terra preta, black earth. And for years, scientists couldn't figure out what this black earth was until they finally figured out that it's agricultural charcoal. It's like a biology motel or whatever, hotel, where the biology, like I mix it with my worm castings, all the good biology, bacteria, beneficial fungi, migrates into the charcoal, into the biochar. Because if you look at charcoal under a microscope, it's got all these pores and whatever, it's like pumice or coral or whatever like that. And all that good biology goes in there, and that's, it stays right there. And then it, okay, always available to the plant,
right?
Because it's right in the plant root zone.
Okay, so how do you, anytime I get a chance to say worm poop, I'm just going to keep saying it. So how, describe to me the process, because people are just like, well, that sounds wonderful, well, worm poop, but how do you isolate it? How do you get it? How do you process it?
I get it from the local dairy. I get dairy manure mixed with straw,
okay,
which is a perfect carbon to nitrogen ratio. The straw is the carbon, and the manure is the nitrogen.
Okay.
And then
there you go.
I put them in a bin. I take this cow poop. I put it in a bin. I throw the worms in there, and in 6 months, I've got pure worm poop.
Yeah.
Easy. I don't have to do any work.
Yeah.
And that's, you call that a trommel? That's how you separate the
worms? Yes, I got a big trommel. That's, yep.